In spring, a young man's fancy turns to vampires. Well, it does if you happen to be Mike Mignola. He's the creative force behind the comic book Hellboy. Its movie version debuted as the number one movie over the weekend in American theaters. Hellboy's title character is a demon, but there's a twist. Hellboy is employed by the U.S. government as a supernatural investigator. For this week's Intersections, the Morning Edition series about artists and inspirations, NPR's Netta Ulaby talks with Mike Mignola about one book that changed his life forever.
Hellboy is a lumbering, red-skinned monster that fights other monsters. For a certain kind of kid, that means he's a big-fisted, dream-come-true comic book hero.
Didn't I kill you already?
Mike Mignola was that kid, a shy, bookish type who grew up haunting the used bookstores in his hometown, Berkeley, California. Although Mignola is now a family man in his 40s, he's still fascinated by monsters and the supernatural.
All this stuff started for me, I think, probably when I was in sixth grade and I read Dracula. And I remember making, like, a conscious decision when I read Dracula, saying, this is it. This is the stuff for me. I don't know what I'd been reading up to that point, but when I read Dracula, I said, I'm done. I'm done thinking about other stuff. I found my thing.
As I looked towards the window, I saw the first dim streak of the coming dawn. There seemed a strange stillness over everything. But as I listened, I heard, as if from down below in the valley, the howling of many wolves. The Count's eyes gleamed, and he said, "Listen to them. The children of the night. What music they make."
It's the atmosphere and the mystery and the that idea of a world beyond ours that functions in a way that we'll never completely understand it, but it's perfect. It just clicked.
Dracula enticed young Mike Mignola into another world, and Hellboy became a way to inhabit it. Hellboy is in some ways the flip side of the Count, just a working-class stiff punching monsters and the clock at the end of the day. Mignola had to support himself with other jobs when he first started Hellboy. He did the comic book for the movie Bram Stoker's Dracula, and he helped design another vampire film.
Forget what you think you know. Vampires exist. My name is Blade. I was born half human, half vampire.
Blade 2 was directed by Mexican horror auteur Guillermo del Toro, who also directed Hellboy. Del Toro says he's a longtime devoted fan of Mignola's comic book creation. And it's easy, he says, to see how Bram Stoker and Dracula left a literary mark on Mike Mignola.
It's an epistolary novel. You know, it's based on letters and documents that are supposedly found, reconstructing a story.
Letter from Sister Agatha, Hospital of St. Joseph and St. Mary, Budapest, to Miss Wilhelmina Murray. Dear Madam, I write by desire of Mr. Jonathan Harker, who is himself not strong enough to write. He has had some fearful shock, and in his delirium his ravings have been dreadful, of wolves and poison and blood, of ghosts and demons, and I fear to say of what.
To create Dracula, Bram Stoker blended grisly folktales with a real-life medieval prince known as Vlad the Impaler. Hellboy is also a pastiche. Mike Mignola's comic assembles fictional photos and case studies with elements of folklore, supernatural stories, and World War II history, says Guillermo del Toro.
All the facts and all the legend and lore seem to be perfectly organized to give credibility to his creatures.
1937, Hitler joins the Thule Society, a group of German aristocrats obsessed with the occult. 1938... acquired the spear of Longinus, which pierced the side of Christ. He who holds it becomes invincible. 1943, President Roosevelt decides to fight back. The Bureau of Paranormal Research and Defense is born.
It gives me something to play with. It gives me something beyond my imagination. I mean, I can take these odd, fragmentary things and then expand on them and try to make them jibe with the other stuff I'm working on.
To a certain extent, Mignola says, history becomes folklore as people try to make sense out of things that have happened. Just as Bram Stoker mythified Vlad the Impaler, Mignola does the same with more recent history.
Dealing with the Nazis, there's so much almost folklore about them. I mean, and legends and rumors and conspiracy things.
Even watching the History Channel, Mignola says, is an exercise in folklore in the making. And his readers can't always tell what parts Mignola has made up.
That I really like, that I've gotten to kind of go in and expand on folklore and blur those lines. You know, that is, of course, one of the beauties of folklore, is that it is usually an oral tradition, and it does change as time goes along, so I just feel like I'm doing my little part.
Mike Mignola doesn't see himself as rewriting history. He is rewriting myth, helping to keep the tradition of folklore alive through other popular vernaculars, like comics and now movies. Guillermo del Toro says there's a purpose to these stories. They're in our blood. Both he and Mignola believe they answer something primal.
We both believe that anything that you want to learn about being human, you can learn in monster movies. And anything that you want to learn about monsters, you can learn in the evening news.
Mignola intends to continue with the Hellboy comic, but he also has a new project for the first time in 10 years.
And this thing deals directly with Dracula in particular. That imagery is sprinkled throughout Hellboy, but I'm going to wallow in it.
Mike Mignola hopes such wallowing will help keep the characters and legends he loves from the ephemeral, from crumbling into dust and passing from our sight. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.
Clips from the new Hellboy movie are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.